Can you hear me?
Yeah, Ramsey?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Bud.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Trying to compose myself. Listen, I'm not even going to beat around the bush. I think I'm pretty much done with your service.
Oh, okay. Well, what changed your mind from a couple hours ago to now? I literally told you
I don't want someone to call me up. The young Asian lady, it was more just crazy shit. She was talking about, I can't even tell you the type of shit that she was talking about because I don't even understand it. All I know is it's
interesting. I didn't even tell them to call you. That's crazy.
Oh,
okay.
God damn, man. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. That shit is crazy to me. That's crazy, dude. Like, literally.
Yeah, I literally just put in the notes here. I just read what I put here. I'm just being real upfront with you. I just said, talk to Ramsey. He wanted to target drywall finish, drywall hanging, popcorn ceiling removal. And then I say he doesn't want to be found for painting, and then he wants to be able to be found in Trinity, Lexington, High Rock Lake, High Rock Point, and then Greensboro. Is that correct? Yes, Greensboro. Yeah, that's what I put.
Yes.
And then she said, cool, I'll contact him. I said, you don't need to do that. He just needs these things done. That's it. And so I don't know why she went and called you to see if you wanted to do anything extra. I do apologize
because,
on behalf of for that.
Listen, here's my thing, and,
sure.
And I'm so sorry I got to put it in such a crass metaphor. Grandpa always told me, if you see a pile of shit, leave it alone. Don't stir it, because if you stir it, it's just going to stink worse. I'm a pile of shit. I've been stirred today. You know what I mean? My stink is to high heaven. I don't understand. I don't understand, man. I'm just... Okay. God damn it. Let me just get my shit together here. I asked her, what I wanted to know was... why people keep calling me, and she just gave me some crazy shit that just infuriated me. I'm asking you the same question. Let me elaborate. So you're like, well, what is he talking about? I'm a busy person. I'm working. I'm literally so busy that I leave my phone in my car. If I didn't, it would ring off the hook while I was trying to actually work, right?
Right.
So if someone calls me, I consider it to be a priority.
Right.
But Mary or the Asian lady, I don't even know her freaking name. The computer tells her to call me for irrelevant crap. Hey, Ramsey, this is Local Splash. We're just checking to see if blah, 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 and yakety spackety. Don't have time for that, especially considering what I've paid for isn't happening. You know what I mean? It's kind of like rubbing salt in the wound. You're not giving me what I want, but you're going to call and stir my shit to make me stink worse. You know what I mean? Like, literally, that's what she's doing, and she doesn't even realize it because I'm not getting what I want preemptively, and you're messing with me. That's how I consider it. Because I don't have time for that shit. That's what's happened today. That was the question I had for her. Why do people keep calling me? Why do you keep calling me for irrelevant crap? I'm not... There's only one thing I want from your company. Is for people to call me about jobs. I'm not really... I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a bastard. But I'm not really interested... in Local Splash calling me to see how things are going, to make sure that I understand how my dashboard works correctly. You understand what I'm saying, Charlie?
100%.
Like, you know me. Yeah,
you just want customers to call you. You just want the results.
Yeah, what are you doing? You know, and that's what they're doing on the other end that you're not aware of. I'm very pissed. You go. I'm going to shut up for a minute.
No, I mean, like, I understand where you're coming from, and I don't understand why they did give you a call after I had just got off the phone with you. I was interacting with our customer service, Joyce, and I told her everything that you wanted to be changed. There was really no reason for them to give you a call. So I'm just as confused as you are of why they would. If you just wanted to talk to me, got off the phone, I told them what you wanted to be done, and they called you back. So I do apologize for that,
and
for sure. And I know that
you also recognize that when we left the conversation, when you and I got off the phone,
right,
I was in a decent state.
Yeah,
once
that's
again,
why I was kind
of calling
confused.
You back, and I'm freaking livid because of this stupid shit. I don't understand, man. It's getting weird. And that's what I'm saying. I think Local Splash is going to have to take a back seat. This shit is weird, dude. Did I lose you, Charlie?
No, I'm here. I'm just letting you.
No, I'm just.
You know,
like,
have it out. I understand where you're coming from.
I don't understand. I don't understand. And it, once again, it's exactly what I told you before. People are calling me up, asking me questions. I want answers. I'm asking you guys questions. Just like I asked her the question, why are people calling me? She went off on some crazy-ass tangent about this and that. Totally lost me, of course. That's my question. And it's also the question that I'm posing to you. Why are people calling me? Like, why is Local Splash calling me about irrelevant crap? If it's important, I'll respond.
Right.
If it's some follow-up that the computer negates that you need to do, dude, don't, I'm doing way too busy for that crap.
Yeah, no, understood. I agree. Yeah. And I don't have an answer for you on why they, like I said, just called you after I just got off the phone with you. And that's why when you called me and you were upset, I was like, what's going on? I'm just as shocked as you are. I just came back from my lunch. Like,
Right. And now you're the middleman.
Like,
you're the middleman with half a brain. You know what I mean? Like, people are slow, man. People are so fucking slow nowadays. It blows my mind.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that just don't know what's going on, and you know, they try to inch their way in, and that's why I was having a conversation with Joyce on just, hey, we got to just do these things, change it, and then that's it. So the fact that you got a phone call from our ops team for just to see how you were doing. I don't have any answer for you there. I have no idea why they would call you.
Well, she did want to know what I wanted changed, which also pissed me off because I explained to her, literally, I do not have the time to go through this shit again. Literally, I just told Charlie, I asked him to write it down, which you probably didn't need to write it down because you're telling me that you conveyed it to her, that you actually told her. But nevertheless, she's going to call me up again and have me rehash the whole damn thing.
Yeah, no, I did both. I literally am looking at it right in my notes, and then I'm looking at it at our conversation as well. So, like I said, I apologize for that. But we're working on this manner for you so that way we can get your phone ringing in the right area, not in the wrong area.
Okay,
like I said,
so Charlie, listen. The only thing that I need from you, Bud, is like, I believe that you'll do stuff. I believe that you'll take care of it. I've seen it, right, when I've asked you for things and I went back on my dashboard or my Google, it was corrected. So it doesn't matter to me how it happens. If you do it or she does it or Joe Blow, you know, John Smith, whatever, I don't care. Drywall, hanging, or rather, finishing, hanging, yeah. Popcorn ceiling removal, and then painting and miscellaneous is past that. And you know this. So whatever you got to do, that's all I'm concerned about is the end result, right? I just yeah. want to see that when I go on a Google search. I don't care who does it. I don't care who you have to talk to. I don't want to talk to anyone else and try to explain this ridiculous shit. Once again, just, you know what I need. So you know what to do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You still there?
Yeah. I'm
oh.
just, I'm, you know what I hate, Charlie?
Sure.
I hate a young man as smart as you, as articulate as you, is working for this company. Because when I speak to people on the phone, I don't judge the person. I judge the company. Because you guys are only interacting within the constraints of, you know, what you've been taught or what you've been given, right?
Yes.
And I can tell that you're so much smarter and so much more capable than most people. So I hope that you, and I'm sure that, and you don't have to tell me this, I'm sure in the back of your mind you have some plan and you have some goal and you, you know, have a life goal that you're trying to get to. But let me tell you something, man. You're better than this company. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the nice words. I will say that. But I do apologize, like I said, for what happened with the company. And like I said, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that you're found for the services that you provide, and then that way we can put you in the areas that you're looking for, okay?
Okay, so on a, I definitely have to put a stop to this, okay?
Okay.
Can you explain to me, and I know you're not the end-all, be-it-all, right? I know you're not the CEO, right?
So right.
Maybe you do not have the answers. I know I'm asking something probably outside your wheelhouse.
Okay.
Why does Local Splash call me? Unless it's about a lead or, I don't know, a payment or I'm just trying to think out the box here. Your company shouldn't call me. Because when your company does call me with some irrelevant crap, I think it's important, right?
Right.
So I respond, or I'm worried about it. Maybe my payment didn't go through. Oh, maybe, you know, I don't know, whatever, right? Why do they call me with stupid, irrelevant stuff and pertains to me as well? If they're going to talk to me about some IT crap, you know what kind of response that's going to get, right? If I was an IT guy, I wouldn't call you guys in the first damn place. That's why I call you, because it's something that I don't do. Okay, so I guess I'm beating the bush here. I'm just trying to figure out why they're calling me. It's frustrating.
No, I understand where you're coming from. I don't have the answer to that because we work on one side and they work on the other. I communicated with Joyce about what you wanted to be changed, so I have no idea why they wanted to reach back out to you for you to re-explain what you and I talked about. If they had any questions, they could have just asked
Charlie,
me.
Let me, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I don't mean when you reach out to me and I reach out to you and we're having a dialogue. I mean, just out of the blue, the IT, the computer, you know, the God, right? The computer, most people, that's what they follow instead of common sense nowadays, tells them today, oh, reach out to this customer and stir his Kool-Aid. I don't need that. If they don't have a damn reason to call me, don't call me. Doesn't matter what the computer says. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
I
noted.
I am too damn busy for that crap. They did it today. That's why I reached out to you today, because I thought there was a problem. That's what I'm trying to say. That's the sort of a frame of mind it gets me in. Don't reach out to me if you don't need to reach out to me just for some consultation or some, you know, touch and base or whatever. I am too damn busy for that crap. And I'm especially too busy for that crap when you guys have not afforded me not $1. You're wasting my time. You're wasting my time times two is what you're doing. That's how I feel about it. That's the type of thing I was trying to convey to her.
Right. Understood. No, I understand where you're coming from, for sure. I put it in the notes.
If we're making money, you and me, we can have a dialogue, like, you know, reach out to me, whatever. I made, you know, $300 last month or $5,000 or whatever, right? Reach out to me. You know, we can talk like buddies.
Right.
But if I'm not making any money off your service that I'm paying for, don't reach out to me for some inconsequential bullshit. It better be important. I've got more important things to do. I'm not just sitting around on my hands waiting for your call. And I kind of feel like these IT people think that. Like I'm just sitting here, you know, like I'm some millennial on my phone 20. That ain't me, dude. I'm working. So that's the sort of thing I was trying to convey to her. She did not get it. Not whatsoever. She started talking some crazy shit. Had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'll put it in the notes here. So that way they're more aware of like, hey, don't just call just a call. And then that way, like, you don't...
Don't call me. Don't text me. Same thing. Don't call me. Don't text me. Because most people will text you as opposed to call. Don't do it. If it ain't important, don't hit me up. I'm busy.
Yeah. Understandably so. Yeah. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. So... I'll let ops know. I mean, I don't know why they would, unless it's important, right?
And Charlie, look, man, you're totally professional and you are totally awesome. And I'm so sorry that you're getting my heat, but, you know, I'm sorry. I kind of warned you. I was like, I don't want to talk to them because it's going to get me in this frame of mind. It's going to get me in this feeling, right? And, damn it, they called me and stirred my freaking Kool-Aid, man, and that's where I'm at.
I understand. You know, I don't take offense to it. Like I said, I understand where you're coming from. My dad's a business owner himself, so I know, like, you guys are busy. So that's why I always have the respect for a business owner and what you guys do and the times that you guys are working 7 days a week, you know, sun up to sundown, mainly most of the days. So that's why I said the fact that I don't know why they would just call you just to say hi. It doesn't make sense to me.
No, they called me to screw with me. That's what they did.
Yeah, it,
I mean,
like
that's
it was just a
exactly
metaphor,
how
right?
It
yeah, it was just a metaphor.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So, like I said, I'm gonna put in the notes. Please don't contact unless you have something important to share with you. But other than that, just, you know, keep working on the stuff that we got for you going.
Well, okay. So Charlie, listen, and I want to apologize to you because you're actually capable, knowledgeable. I swear to God, dude, even though you're getting my heat right now, that's how I perceive you. And I have respect for that. I have absolute respect for that. And it's so to kind of reiterate mm-hmm. everything we talked about. I want to know, I want only clients that need me to call me, right? Not a king or some solicitor or some bullshit, right?
Right.
I want those people to call me. Okay. The IT people don't need to call me for some inconsequential something, you know, a check-in. Like, what? Like, okay, so a check-in would be validated if I was making money. So you're calling me to check in on what? Right? On what? Because I'm not making any money. You understand how ludicrous that is? That's literally where my mind goes. I'm
right.
like, what the hell are you? It's like, I don't know, somebody painting a wall, right? And instead of painting the wall, they're like calling you to see if what color you want. Just paint the damn wall. You know, just get my website up and running and get work here. I don't understand what you're doing. It's stupid. So that's kind of where I'm at, and I apologize to you because you're the one person that's got, you know, a brain, and you have to wipe everyone's asses, kind of sounds like, because you have a brain. That's right. Right. Yeah. You're laughing because you know I'm right.
well, I mean... You know, if you ever worked for like,
so I thought you can't say.
No, I'll say this because I used to work in construction before. You know how like you work with like, if you've ever worked for a company, like because I know you work for yourself, but if you ever work for a company and you get like the office people that tell the service people like that how to do their job, but then like they never leave the office. Type
yeah,
deal.
They have no idea.
It's
yeah,
kind of like
exactly.
It's kind of like that, like you know, like we kind of sometimes like ops and us, like we kind of like are, you know, we're like, hey, this is how it has to be.
Well,
no, it's got to be this way. It's like, no, it's got to be this way. You know what I mean? So it's
real
like
world experience. It's real world experience versus bullshit, basically. Because let me tell you something. I'm sorry, man, Charlie, like I say, you know, you're a good guy and everything, but if all the satellites fell out of the sky,
sure.
What kind of job would you guys have? You know, say there was an EMP, say there was World War III, right?
Sure.
We'd all be back to 1920 real
yeah.
quick.
Yep.
But guess what? Ramsey Burleson still be building houses. He'd
right.
still be doing some shit.
Very
you know
true.
What I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, like, the young people, they don't understand that their knowledge, per se, is not of a practical sense. Its value is very limited.
Very true. No, I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, no, I agree. If there was an outage
and
or anything
I don't mean
like
that,
that
in any way, I mean that.
Yeah.
I mean that like in a serious way because I'm an historian of history, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. It comes back around. It really does. History repeats itself.
Yeah, way too often too.
yeah.
But no, I agree with you. So, yeah, a lot of the generation now, they do have a sense where it's all online type based deal. And if something were to, the grid were to go down, a lot of people wouldn't know how to even make a fire. So to speak, right?
I'm going to tell you something, Charlie. Like, you may not fall into this category because, you know, you told me about your dad and stuff, so maybe he taught you a thing or two, but...
Yeah, he sure did.
I don't know. You're in your 20s, right?
I'm in my late 20s. I'll be 30 this year.
Okay. So late 20s, and maybe that's why you are as... you know, articulate and intelligent as you are, but the generations below you are, they're screwed, man. They are totally screwed. They're meat puppets. They have no idea how to even wipe their own asses. They are in such bad shape. So, yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, I want to apologize on behalf of us. I don't mean to come off, you know, as just our company just coming off and just trying to put you in a bad mood. If there was any miscommunication, I will take that on my shoulders, but, I will reach out to ops. I will let them know, hey, this is what he wants. Please do not just follow up with him to just talk to him about nothing. Like, if there's something important, cool. If it's not, then, like I said, just let's keep working on what we can do to get him customers contacting him directly in the areas that we have put down here. And I'll make that very clear so that way when we do come to your account, everybody knows, like, hey, this is what we're doing for you, okay?
And all that sounds great, but I have to say that your terminology is a bit too vague. Don't call him unless it's something important. Don't call me. That's what you should say. Don't call this guy. Like, don't even call him because, okay, literally, if I had gotten one job or one prospect, if I had went and surveyed one job,
right,
I would entertain you guys. I'd be like, sure, call me. Maybe it's important. Maybe it's not. Whatever. There's no reason whatsoever for anyone at Local Splash to call me because guess what? I haven't made a dime off your services. I've paid in good faith zero on my end, zero. So it's kind of like don't call me until you have something. Don't call me at all. Like you got to understand, Charlie, like I am so almost done with your service, especially after talking to Miss Young Thing. It's crazy. Like, literally, you told her, don't call this guy. Here's your information. Don't call him. She did.
Yeah. Right.
So that, and just to kind of bring you into my day here, I didn't tell you this before, but not that I have any problem with Mexicans or white people or black people or any of that, but this Mexican guy that I worked with today carelessly burnt from my elbow to my forearm, burn it with a basket of hot fries. So I literally have lines on the inside of my elbow. That's kind of why my day has been so great.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So just to kind of, you know, I'm not totally on asshole mode today. That's kind of what proliferated all this shit. So that's where I'm at.
Okay.
It's been a great day, man.
I hope it gets better for you, Ramsey. And like I said, I'm going to work on the account here and send it over to them so they can get those things, done. Like I said, every time you do call me, I do make it a point. So that way they do get those things up and running pretty quickly for you. So I want to make sure that it does get taken care of for you. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And
okay.
Charlie, I'm sorry. Like, it's a good thing, it's a bad thing. You kind of singled yourself out because I know that you are capable and that you can understand what I'm saying. Okay, so you and I have been talking now for 29 minutes. It seems about 10 minutes. Point is, I spoke with old girl for probably about 15 minutes, could not get her to understand anything that I was trying to tell her. She was talking about other companies and all this crazy shit. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Listen to what I'm talking about. This is what I say. This is what I need. What are you talking about? It's just some crazy shit. I just don't understand that. I don't know if that's a millennial thing or what. I know you're a millennial, but you seem to stay on the topic of conversation. You seem to be articulate. You seem to respond correctly. But,
well, like I said,
it's crazy.
My dad is kind of like you are, very straightforward. So I was raised by one of your own, basically.
you were raised old school, huh?
I was raised old school. I sure was. You know, my family came.
I guess that's what it is, man.
Yeah. So
hey, that's
family's from
that's,
the north.
That's a good thing, though.
The Midwest, so yeah, that's why I can understand what you're saying, and like I said, I just wanted to apologize, and I do want to get this fixed, so I am, while we're talking, I am putting these notes in, so that way it does get addressed.
So, okay, so this is my question to you. You can't go on my actual page and see the corrections that the young lady made. Listen, I understand. It's great. You and I talking and having this back and forth and all. Mm-hmm. But if you're not the one making the changes will not be made, or they will not be made correctly.
Yeah.
And that's my problem with it. You know, if you were the IT person, I'd be like, oh man, I'm, you know, on cloud nine. I'm talking to the exact person that's going to put in the correct information. I told her literally the exact same thing that I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Drywall finishing, hanging, popcorn removal, painting, exterior, interior, and miscellaneous. I told her, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way, what I'm asking, is there any way that you can look on my dashboard and see if those changes, or maybe Google or whatever, and see if those changes have been made?
Yeah, I can look right here. So I just looked, and Joyce actually put right here, it says drywall finishing, drywall hanging, popcorn ceiling, and then it says interior painting, exterior painting, staining, miscellaneous, handyman. In that order.
Okay, so that's great. All but one thing she screwed up on.
Okay, what would you like me to?
Popcorn ceiling removal.
Did I not say that?
That's
I'm sorry.
So
I'm
important.
Sorry. It does say
oh,
removal.
So it is?
I'm sorry. Yeah, did I not say that?
Okay. Awesome. No, you didn't.
Okay, yeah. So it says popcorn ceiling removal, and then also too, she did update and add service areas to Trinity, Lexington, High Rock Lake, High Point, and then Greensboro as well. So she did update that. She updated that right here.
Archdale
too?
Yeah. Archdale should be before Greensboro, because Trinity, Archdale, Thomasville, Lexington, High Point is all closer to me than Greensboro or Winston-Salem.
Okay. I'll make sure she puts art still as well. But it looks like it's already in the works. She already put those changes in for you. So they're moving pretty quick. Can you put
now,
art still as well?
Archdale before Greensboro. Please make it specific. That way she'll understand.
Yeah. art sale before Greensboro, correct?
Yes, yes.
Greensboro. I put Greensboro as well. Okay.
Now, as bad of a mood as I was in, I don't understand. You need to teach a class. Like, literally, they need to take you out of what you're doing and just teach people how to interact with customers. Like, that's your forte.
Yeah, that's...
You literally answered everything that I had questions to, and you pacified it. Like, I don't understand why it's so hard.
Yeah, I don't know. It's how some people work. How they can't do it. Like I said, they just weren't raised old school, right?
I think even older people, not my age, but, you know, 30s,
I think that they are way more focused on what they are doing as opposed to listening to the person. Doesn't matter if it's a business or, you know, you just at a yard sale or whatever. So let me impart this little bit of wisdom to you. I don't know if you ever heard this. Maybe you heard it from your dad. There's an old expression. It's why God gave you two ears and one mouth. That way you could listen twice as much as you speak.
You know what's funny about that is I was, when you were saying that, before you said that, I was thinking exactly what you just said. I was going to say it, but I was like, I'll let him say it. I knew you were going to say it, but I was like, yeah, that's when you said
this. You may have heard it before somewhere. I don't know.
Ears and one mouth, yeah. My mom actually used to say that too to me.
okay. Hey, there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, there is.
I'm very verbose. You know, and I'm very opinionated, and I know who I am, and I'm, you know, that's what you get, right? That's who I am.
Right.
But I try to see the value, and I try to implement it in my life to shut up and listen, you know?
Absolutely, 100%. I've learned a lot. So I used to work with my dad, so he taught me a lot.
And actually, I want to give you one more little thing, because
sure.
I think you're intelligent enough young man to actually maybe understand this. But let me hit you with this one. My grandfather told me, he said, if you want to be seen, you got to stand up. If you want to be heard, you got to speak up. But if you want to be respected, you got to shut up.
That's very true. I like that. I've never heard that one before, so that one I will give to you on that one, Ramsey.
Oh, yeah, that's an old one right there.
Yeah, I never heard that one before. That one, that's old right there, so you got me on that one. But, no, I do appreciate you telling me that. That is very wise. So, but I did I just want to give you a little update. I did just message Joyce. She is making those changes right now to put Artsdale in front of Greensboro, so she's on that right now. Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. If you got anything, you need to call me. Like I said, I'm gonna see what I can do. I'm gonna talk to my manager, see what we can do for you. But I'll probably reach out to you in a couple of days and call you, because I know on the 12th. It's 3 days before your next billing cycle, so I just want to make sure that, you know, everything is good with you. Is that okay?
Yeah, totally. And I'm really hoping now that the changes have been made, you know, maybe I'll get one. Like I say, if I get one, even if I don't make a dollar off of it, if I just get, you know, a hit, mm-hmm. I'll be okay with that.
Okay. I appreciate that. So let me get working here, and then I'll give you a call next week, and then we'll go from that point, okay?
Okay.
Sounds great, Charlie, man. I appreciate it so much.
No problem. I hope your arm gets better, too. Maybe some Neil Sporn and you'd be good.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to put something on it shortly, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you later. Have a great day, okay?
All right, man. You too. All right. Bye-bye.